And welcome back to your favorite podcast, Full Coverage with Manny MUA and
Larly,
the one and only,
B.I.G. Notorious B.I.G.
I feel like we haven't filmed in so long. It feels strange.
Well, we haven't filmed by ourselves. I feel like we've had so many guests. We haven't sat down and filmed like a full podcast, just me and you. So today it's just me and Manny MUA.
Oh, and it feels lovely.
It really does. We have a guest coming for our next episode.
Literally. And it's a lovely guest too. It's gonna be sickening, and I'm very, very excited. But it is, there's something really nice about it just being us too.
I know.
It just feels very like, You know that feeling of like, it feels easier?
It's easy.
Cause I don't know, I was like, oh, I don't feel like I have to impress you. Not that I'm trying to impress our guests, but I'm just a little more like, let's have a conversation flowing.
Let's be relaxed.
I think about it more. But when it's just us, I'm like, hey, girly.
Whatever.
Girly pop.
Whatever happens, happens. Yeah. You know?
Whatever happens, happens.
Also, this tree has been a really big topic of discussion.
I've seen the comments.
So I'm going to move the tree. I'm just not moving the tree today or for the next episode.
But it looks so cute.
I know.
And it frustrates me because I think it looks so good and I feel like it fills in the space so nice, like you were saying. But I've been seeing comments that are like, damn, the tree is battling Laura's hair.
I don't care that the tree battles my hair.
It's the comments.
It's other people that care, not me. I don't care. Whatever.
Let it battle.
Let it happen.
Yeah. What else can we put there that would look good like that?
I don't know. We'll have to find like a smaller something.
A ficus.
A little ficus or something. What's a ficus? I don't know. That is what they call privacy trees where they grow in your backyard. Well, there's many strands of ficus out there, but.
You know what? I said ficus, but I meant fig.
A fig tree?
A fake one. Like a fake fig tree.
Do you know what a fake fig tree looks like? I didn't think you did.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. But anyway, guys, before we start on our piece and piss, we're going to do rapid fire today.
Oh, yes.
And we have a ton of like random topics.
Little topics and little this and that's just going on that you guys have probably heard about, but we want to dish on them.
We wanted to dive in. You guys know we love a little deep dive in our mini peaks and pits.
So what is your peak this week?
My peak this week is I went on a date on Wednesday.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise be to he. So today, we're actually filming on a Monday today, which is rare for us. We always film on Tuesdays. Filming on Monday. The date is on Wednesday. So let me tell you how we met. So I'm at the gym. Okay. As I know you would expect it from me.
And the way that Manny swears to God he doesn't go to the gym to find guys, the way he literally... Just,
I'm like, you guys, it's like, just for me.
Yeah. Every time, and I'm like, right.
Right, right, right. The thing is, my gym has become so gay.
I feel like your gym's been so gay.
Well, see, the one I had went to before, very gay.
Equinox. Okay.
In Hollywood, very gay.
Okay.
This one, I feel like it is, but still a lot of straight people go. Mm-hmm. But I just am noticing, especially the time that I go, it's just very gay. Like, I've just noticed more gays.
What's your
there.
Witching hour?
It's during the day, from 10 to 1.
Okay.
Very, like, not so much during the rush in the morning, but not, like, during the rush
afternoon rush.
Yeah, it's too much. So I try to go in that window. But I was working out, and I noticed this guy, but I didn't, like, really pay attention to it because he was, like, far away. I thought he was kind of cute. He had really nice hair. Mm. Like, had, like, long hair. And I'm not even, like, really into guys with long hair like that.
Fabio.
But it was literally, like, Fabio, like, hair to here. And I was like, damn, that's some fucking nice-ass hair. It was just, like, he was very, like, beefy, and it was blonde. Mm. It was giving, like, beefy Thor vibes to me. So I was like, this is nice hair. So I go on yellow Facebook.
What's that?
Grindr.
Grindr. I thought it was gonna be Grindr because their icon for the app is yellow, but I wasn't sure.
You're like, I go on yellow Facebook and I see him on there.
Okay.
And this is, I would probably say this is like a couple days after that because I just noticed him and I saw him. So I sent him a message. I'm like, hey, I just want to say, like, you have amazing hair. Like, it's genuinely, like, so nice. I'm like, and especially because I have, like, more fine hair, I notice hair. Like, that's one thing I am like, damn, like, that's a good head of hair. Like, I noticed that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you have really nice hair. And he's like, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And then we just kind of started having a conversation. And we, the other day I was working out and he walked right in front of me and he looked at me and I was like, because like we had just been chatting from there and I don't have a face photo. Like, you don't know it's me if you're chatting with me on Grindr. When I have Grindr. This is when I have it. When I deleted, I don't have deleted. I have it. I don't. So he was like, hey, you. And so we started chatting and he was super cool, super sweet. And he was like, we should hang out sometime.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, we should. I was like, let's go on a date. And I'm the one that was like, let's go on a date. Because I'm like, I appreciate when guys are like, oh, let's hang out. But I'm like, that's too
loose.
It's too loose for me. And I think that as I've gotten older, I'm like, I need more definitive.
I feel like let's hang out can quickly be a let's waste our time.
Let's be friends.
Let's waste some time and be friends.
Yes.
Whenever it's not what you're, so you try to be more clear.
That's why I'm like, let's go on a date. And so he was like, yeah, I want to go on a date. So he would, that's what he was saying. He just didn't say it. So I appreciate that. So now fast forward a couple of days, our date's on Wednesday.
Oh, you haven't gone yet.
No, we haven't.
You're going.
No, we're
on
going.
One.
So I'm a little like nervous, but I'm excited.
I thought you were about to tell me all about the date
reason. Nope.
And I was like, normally May tells me after
like,
a date that he's going on a date.
You're like, why is Manny starting with a preface this far back? No. I haven't gone yet.
I just thought you'd went, okay, how exciting.
So I'm excited to see how it goes. I'm very intrigued by it because he seems really cool and like, I liked his vibes. I liked his energy. And he was very sweet. He had like this really sweetness, but like looks like, ugh, but so sweet.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Right. Oh my God. I love that. I'll be needing some pictures.
And I will show you a photo. You know what? I'm gonna show you right now.
Yeah. Let me see. So I can.
I'm gonna show you right now while you're thinking about your fucking peak.
Ben Peak.
I wanted to show you. I don't follow him or anything, but I did a little stalking and I did find him.
You have to.
As you know, I would.
You have to stalk.
This is what he looks like.
Let me see. He looks very straight, so he's Manny's type.
He has a very just like chill demeanor.
I think
demeanor.
He's so handsome, bright blue eyes,
right.
Sick tattoos. Mm. I like his
6'2".
Style. Knows how to use chopsticks. I'm into it.
There we go.
Talented. A talented man. I didn't learn how to use chopsticks till I moved to LA. So I find it very talented if you know how to use chopsticks. Like, it will impress me. And I know that's kind of like bare minimum stuff, but I'm like, wow, chopsticks.
You can do that. Good job.
I mean, it took me forever to learn because in Alabama, like, no matter what Asian restaurant you go to, they're going to give you a fork and they're crippling you. But in LA, you don't, you can always ask for a fork, but I'm not asking for a fork. I learned.
And you don't want to be like,
and my you know what's so crazy? My husband taught me, which I think is so sweet because Ty is really good at anything. He really is.
Was it like a really like sexy, like you're using it and he's like, let me come behind you and then he showed you how to do it.
He's like, Laura, you're still holding it wrong. Hold it right. It was more like that. And he did the same thing with Aaron. Aaron's way better at chopsticks than me. Like, she can pick up anything with them. She's so good, but he taught her so young. Mm-hmm. So he taught us both.
That's hilarious. Yes. Me thinking that he's behind you, like, babe, this is how you do it.
More like him yelling at me because I'm embarrassing him. More of one of those.
You're not going to ask for a fork.
But I like that you thought that.
I was going to the romantic vibe. Mm-mm.
No, we've been together for 14 years. So we're very honest with one another.
Get your fork together. Get your chopsticks together.
Get your chopsticks together. So my peak this week is a great one. I guess it's a great one. Ty's dad had heart surgery. Mm-hmm. Surgery went great. Mm-hmm. By the way, all is well. We are so thankful.
We did talk about it. So it went well.
Just to follow up, it went well. And most importantly, that's what I'm grateful for. So Ty was already in Alabama for a while visiting his dad. Then he went to North Carolina for a while. Then he went back to Alabama. And I was like, I'm just going to take a red eye and meet you there.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see his dad when his dad got out of the hospital. Because whenever he was in like critical care unit, whatever, you can't like let more than two people in.
Got it.
And he's still got a lot of family. And I'm kind of like an in-law. So I was like, you know, I'm bottom of the totem pole. And I understand that. So I'm like, I'm gonna wait till he's about to get released and then I'm gonna come by so I can actually see him and hang out with him. So, and it worked out perfectly that way. But while I was there, it was such a quick trip because we have another trip planned there. So I didn't want to take a big trip this time. I don't know. It's hard. I have to divide up my time. But my sister was like, am I going to see you? I was like, I don't know. You guys, I've only seen my sister one time since she's been out. And, you know, we're rebuilding our relationship right now. She's like, I really want to see you. I was like, I know. We text every day, but only seen her one time. So
she's so cute to me.
I know.
You guys have such a different relationship. Like, for as long as I've known you, I feel like I've been through ebbs and flows with you and your sister. So it's really nice for me too.
The relationship has hit the darkest of moments, the non-speaking for years, and the brightest of moments. Yeah. So our relationship has just been, I mean, if you dealt with anyone who deals with addiction, most of the time those relationships get real funky real quick, and ours definitely has seen some dark times.
Yeah.
So it's really great to be able to kind of rebuild that. And so she came and visited me and she stopped by Ty's house. She wanted to see Ty's dad anyways because our families are really close. And when she was there, we like ran to get food real quick, and when we were out we had some time, and she's like, do you want to go? I was like, let's go run by and look at the house we grew up in. Like, let's go stop by it. And so we did real quick. We ran by it and then we pulled up, and we used to have this huge ditch and woods that we would play in our whole entire childhood. And then we looked at each other. We're like, should we get out and go into the woods in the ditch? And she was like, yes. So we did. So we were all back there. I took a ton of pictures. I was like, oh my God, I thought I would never see this place ever again in my lifetime. You know what I mean? Like, so crazy. And so we did. And then whenever we were walking out of the woods, some man's house is close to the woods, and he was standing out in his front yard walking towards us. And we were like, oh shit. And my sister's like, hey, we grew up here. We're just trying to look. I was like, oh God, she's telling them too much information.
You're like, no.
I'm like, okay, we're just leaving. And she's like, he's like, oh, I thought y'all had lost something or were looking for something back there. Because he was like, I was wondering what y'all were doing back there. And my sister ends up talking to him forever out in the woods. Like, he comes out there, us three are talking and reminiscing. He's talking about how he lives right here and he loves it. And then we were like, well, we grew up here, it's probably 20 years ago. And he goes, oh, my neighbor's lived here for over 20 years. He must know who you are. And the neighbor literally pulls up from work.
At that moment.
And so he gets out of his truck and he's like, hey, come over here. I'm like, this is giving Alabama.
I was like, this is Alabama right here.
So the neighbor joins in, and then we were like, I'm like, I know you won't remember remember us, but I can tell you our last names. You don't remember the Lees. They used to live here. And so the neighbor's like, oh, I remember y'all. And he was like, there were three of y'all. And we're like, oh my God, yes. And then he was able to name all the neighbors. So it's just like the four of us stood there for like 30 minutes talking.
That's so cute.
I don't know. It was such a cool moment.
Very and then, nostalgic almost.
Very nostalgic. And then we also rode by the house that I moved into after high school with a bunch of girls. Mm-hmm. And it was really awesome. I couldn't even remember what street it was on, but my sister remembered more than me. So she was able to take us there, and it was really cool because that was the house I started my YouTube channel in.
That's when you had the roommates.
Yes.
Did you have the crazy roommate there?
A lot of crazy. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of
craziness.
Drama.
Yeah.
A lot of drama, if you will. Yeah. Which typically happens when you have a ton of people living in a party house. And like totally. We were like some of the first people out of high school to like get our own house. So of course everybody came over there all the time. Mm-hmm. But we had so many good memories. And actually one of my roommates DM'd me and they're like, oh my God, that house. I was like, how much did we pay for it? Because I couldn't remember. And she was like, it was $600 for us three to split. We split.
So it was like $200 each.
Yes. 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 But the house was rickets. No washer, no dryer, no oven, no stove.
Oh.
We were living out of an ice chest. Terry, which I didn't even remember. Tyler's mom, when I was showing her the picture, she goes, do you remember you didn't have a refrigerator and y'all had all your food in an ice box and we had to give y'all our refrigerator and go buy a new one? I was like, oh my God, I forgot about that. We couldn't get the fridge in the door because it was so small. We had to take the doors off the fridge to get it in the house. So
that's crazy.
I know. I forgot about all that. And then my roommate was like, do you remember the infestation of cockroaches? Which I actually had a mouse that lived in my room there too.
It's it just became like, your friend.
Yes. Literally,
it was Cinderella. It was the house little one. Gus
was repulsive. And people were like, you should buy it and renovate it. And I'm like, do you know...
The trauma that has
the
been
neighborhood
in this.
That house is. I mean, it is in a
neighborhood.
It's in a neighborhood, so I'm like, no, better not. Actually, yeah. better just leave it like it is, where it is.
Let it lie.
We're gonna let that house lie. We're gonna let it be what it is. In a perfect world, yes, it sounds like such a cute idea and like a full circle moment. But the reality of life, it's not. So it would be a sad investment. But. It was really cool to see it and all and spend time with family, which is something I literally never get to do. So, and get to, you know, be with my sister a little bit and all that. So it was really good.
I love that. I feel like it's very grounding to go back home to be like,
it is
almost like a reset, you know? And it's like, it's nice to kind of get out of late. Like we talked about all the time. Like, it's just nice to kind of get out and do something else that's not so in your world and do other things and be like, oh my God, it's nice to go back home or do things with family and just kind of like kiki for a second to detach because you're not really focused on your content when you're there. You're focused on
not at all.
Yourself, your family, the people that are around.
It's nice that I have that too. It makes me so happy to not be born and raised in Los Angeles.
Totally.
To like, because I feel like I have a whole other life that I do get to go back to and turn off and like enjoy. Whereas I feel like if I was born and raised here, it would all be a melting pot into one for me, and like there would be no disconnect. There would 100%. Be, you know what I mean? And Alabama gives me things that like cannot. And it's just like certain places I can go there, and the lakes, and like the people, and the bold peanuts. We call them bold penders.
Wait, what's that?
Bold penders.
Is that what that?
That's like that's a really country way of saying bold peanuts. Go get you some
peanuts.
That's
a new one. That's a new one for me.
Yeah. So you go to get, I don't know, it's just like so much there that I cannot, LA just cannot offer me. Yeah. And it's like nice that I have another world. You know what I mean?
I want you to come back every time and I want you to have your Southern draw like drawn out so long. And I want it to be this like, hey, y'all. Like I want just like that Southern twang.
Every time I go back, I talk like back. They do.
Totally.
And it's because when my sister starts talking to me or Tyler's parents, like I talk back. Like they talk because it comes right back immediately. Mm-hmm. Now, if I went back there and I was around LA people only, I probably wouldn't, but it's the people. Like I literally, it picks up so fast, but I've lost so much in the 8 years I've been in LA.
And then when you come back here, you're around all gay people. It's like, hey, hey y'all, hey girly. Gotta go. Hey queen. It's very that.
I feel very blessed to have two lives, though.
I know it's so nice. It's nice because really nice.
You get to take a break from each life.
I feel like that's how I feel with my San Diego life too, because it is very different from LA. It's SoCal, but it's such a different vibe than it is Los Angeles. Los Angeles is like,
yes.
There's and, nothing like it.
And
really.
So crazy. Manny's like from Chula Vista. Mm-hmm. That's where you grew up. It's where your family lives. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to my grandpa, which that's for another episode.
Yes.
That's
you're
for
right.
a whole another episode. But my grandpa was in the Navy and he lived in Chula Vista for a while.
I was gagged. When Laura told me this, I was like, Chula Vista? Like, you don't really hear a ton about Chula Vista. Like, I don't hear that.
I never heard of
and
Chula Vista.
And you never heard that in your whole life.
I never heard of Chula Vista. And he called me the other night. He's almost 90. And he literally called me at like 11 o'clock. And I'm like, Grandpa, why aren't you asleep? But that man don't go to bed till 1 a.m.
No, he's a man after my own heart.
Yes.
For real.
You can catch him in the clubs, okay? Yes. And I'm not even kidding. Like, I'm not
he's
even kidding.
He's going to live to be 1,000.
He really is. Because he also doesn't drink or anything like that. But anyways, I was asking him all the questions because I'm scared he's going to be gone and I'm not going to know anything.
Like, not enough information.
So that was one of my million questions for him because I had a ton, and he told me he lived in North something in Chula Vista.
North Park
in Chula Vista were the two places he lived.
Mm-hmm. North yep. Park. I remember good. North Park is next to Hillcrest, which is the gay area of San Diego.
Okay.
So
okay.
That's how I know North Park like well.
Got
very
it.
Close. It's very like indie and kind of like
hipstery,
chill.
Up to date. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, those vibes.
Low key getting gentrified all the time.
Got
very
it.
That.
Got it. Mm-hmm. So that's my story.
I love that. And now we're on crack.
And now we're all on crack.
And now we're on crack.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Okay, so the next
pits.
Oh my God, our pits. We're gonna have a joint pit today, you guys.
With my
what
nip.
Did I do?
What?
Oh my God, I thought you were doing this, looking at it, and I was like, I dropped the mic again.
No, I was going.
Or I literally remember when I was, it went.
And ripped the mic off?
Yes, and I was like, I did it again. Okay, guys, we have a joint pit this time, and it's literally about TikTok. Are y'all seeing what's going on about TikTok?
No.
Are
because every time
tea?
I talk about it, people tell me a bunch of false information that isn't true. So I'm
right.
like,
no one knows.
You're taking a grain of salt that was fed to you to believe and running with it, guys.
100%. So basically, like, for a long time, TikTok has been like under fire because it's from China, right? It was created in China. It can be a huge, app here in the US. And for a long time, the government has just overall been like, we feel like it's a invasion of our privacy. Mm-hmm. Like, they're collecting data from us, et cetera, so forth, so forth. And so recently, there's like the follow-up of potentially TikTok actually getting banned for real. Like, things are like really moving along to where it could potentially be banned. And I'm just like devastated about it. And Laura is too. We are talking about it. And we're like, but we really like TikTok.
I feel fortunate that I didn't build my career on the app. because I had no idea this was going to happen. But the problem is so many people have. Mm-hmm. And it's people's livelihood that's on this app. And I'm talking thousands and thousands of people's livelihood on this app. And it's interesting because at the end of the day, a lot of this is corporate greed. Mm-hmm. Facebook and Instagram, aka Meta, they cannot keep up. They cannot figure out the algorithm. Mm-hmm. And they are getting absolutely obliterated by this app and the mm-hmm. app's algorithm that they cannot figure out how to copy. They have all the money in the world. They have all the resources in the world, but they still cannot figure out how to copy the TikTok algorithm. Mm-hmm. So they're hurting. And I think if things keep going the way they go, I think they'll barely exist. And 100%. I think they know that too. So of course they're campaigning very hard
against
to get this app gone. And they've said a lot of interesting things such as, oh, it's a China app and oh, they're tracking us. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting that they don't bring up the conversation that Instagram, Facebook is tracking us. Right. And also the people who have a problem, they're like, well, that's America tracking us. I get it. But it's like, why don't you care that they're tracking you? Because the people are like, I'm not downloading TikTok because they're tracking us. Why do you have a Facebook and Instagram if being tracked is...
Why do you have an iPhone?
Why do you have an iPhone? You know,
why have anything?
Yes, because technically it's been put out there that all those things are tracking us. Mm-hmm. You know, so basically... Donald Trump wanted to mm-hmm, ban mm-hmm. TikTok. Mm-hmm. President Biden wants to ban TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Seems like everyone in the government wants to ban TikTok.
Because of corporate greed. What it boils down to mm-hmm. is Meta cannot keep up with TikTok, so we got to get rid of it.
100%.
And
it's crazy.
That's an interesting concept. So it's like, so if this is how we're handling things whenever America can't keep up, like we just screw the people, just ban it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen like that. I feel like this is like a conspiracy and it's a conspiracy. This is very conspiracy. I feel like a lot of people are like what I've seen and I'm like kind of like, oh, this makes a lot of sense is that people are saying that because TikTok has allowed for Gen Z to be so open, to learn so much, to be able to do so many things with the power of Gen Z, the government's like freaked out by that. And they feel like they can't control the youth that's coming up because it's TikTok. And so you can see so much so quick and it's not a US app. It's a app from China. Mm-hmm. And it's like, damn, this app from China is allowing so many voices to be heard, which is like kind of the gag when America is the freedom of speech state. Girly, come on. So I've just been seeing a lot of it. And it for me, it like was kind of like making a lot of sense because I'm like, damn, you know, a lot of the generations before us set in their ways, millennials, not set in their ways necessarily, but definitely kind of like, Gen Z is more like open.
Gen than Z millennials are. And millennials have changed so much
and because
then,
of Gen Z.
And then Gen Z is literally exploding everything because mm-hmm. everything the government's been able to control, everything the government's, you know, you should work a 40-hour work week. You should have children. You should not revolt. You should have children young. Mm-hmm. You should believe in this religion and this religion only. Mm-hmm. You know, all those things are getting blown up in the United States by, I think millennials started it. And definitely. I think Gen Z said, hold my beer and
let's do it,
and said, let's do it, bitch. Mm-hmm. And they are literally changing the world.
Yeah. And I think that the government's scared about it.
And they have over America. In America, there are over, listen to this, 100 million people. They're predicting up to 150 million, but 100 million people that are actively using TikTok. That ain't just have accounts. That's people that are actively on the app day in and day out.
Which is insane.
That's insane.
That's such a huge freaking number.
So they want it gone.
So that's how I feel. I'm like, I feel like what I'm seeing on these, because now, because it's something I've seen, I'm seeing it all over my FYP. Like I'm seeing like, because Instagram now is like, after they see this going on, Instagram's algorithm has changed. They implemented different kind of changes that are going on. And it's about like, they want 6 stories a day, 2 at night, 2 middle of the day, 2 at
Instagram has lost their mind.
They lost
absolutely.
Their damn mind. No more rev share on Reels. They've done these like really, they want you to post photos every single day. They've lost their freaking mind. And a lot of people are saying like the reason that they're implementing these is because they think that they're not going to have to compete with TikTok anymore.
Well, also this could be rumored. I don't know how factual this is, but it has been said multiple times that TikTok has now turned off all their monetization on Reels because they-
IG. Well,
on IG Reels. Yeah. What did I say? TikTok? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, IG.
IG has turned. So you got me again.
Wait, Laura,
thank God that. One of us. Thank God Laura. One of us hears yeah. it. Because I could really confuse people out there. So thank God you heard that.
Oh my God.
Because I would have literally been saying the opposite of what's happening.
Oh my goodness.
So Instagram has already turned their monetization mm-hmm. off of Reels because they are so confident that TikTok's going to be banned. And so there's not going to be any more competition for them, which makes me so angry that.
I'm like, oh my God.
Corporations get to control the country. You know what I
yes.
mean?
And the media, like they're controlling the media, which essentially mm-hmm. is controlling. The country, like if you control the media, you do control so much.
Yeah.
You control people's perception yeah. a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And so the reason that why TikTok is so cool is because you do get to see these differences of opinions. You get to see so many different things out there, different lives, different things going on. And it's not like, it doesn't feel like propaganda coming from the United States. It right. feels like you're connecting with random people's lives.
Real people.
Yes.
Real people.
And that's not the same. Like it's just not the same thing with
I'm just concerned for all the people who have put in 4 or 5 years on this app, as they rightfully should, and mm-hmm. build an entire career out of nothing. Some people had nothing and they built a whole entire livelihood off this app, and yep. it's just getting snatched right out from under them over corporate greed. And I know people are going to argue in the comments, it's not corporate greed. Believe that. But mm-hmm. I'm going to believe this because
mm-hmm. this is our opinion.
I'm going to say my opinion podcast. On my podcast. yeah. And what it boils down to is Meta can't keep up. And I personally, I know they're probably like, I want to slap me. They're going to delete my Instagram account. But I'm like, how lazy can you be to have every resource on this God-given earth mm-hmm. to create a similar algorithm and you can't do it? So your way of fighting it is to get the app banned. So
no, it's to take from everyone else. Like, yeah, that's what they do.
That's
like,
what they do.
Like instead of being the strongest, let's say, photo sharing app like they were for so long, instead, they wanted to get from everyone. They implemented stories from Snapchat. They implemented Reels from TikTok. They implemented video from YouTube. Mm-hmm. Like, they implemented all these different things from different platforms trying to be the best one. They're scrambling now.
They're scrambling. They're literally scrambling.
And it's crazy to me.
It's just like, I mean, I do think majority of people will go back to Instagram if they delete TikTok.
I do
and
too.
That's what's so unfortunate because mm-hmm. wouldn't it be nice if there was another app that wasn't in no connection yes. with Meta whatsoever that was swooping and replace TikTok? But what would happen then is Meta would buy them out.
Literally.
So then Meta would own it and it would still be a win for them. And they want to control it. So it's a doozy, guys.
It's really a doozy because it's like, wait, like damned if you do, damned
so
if you don't.
So Biden can delete the app whenever yeah. he's ready. Mm-hmm. He can. He has the right.
Because he won, on both
he won in the court system. Yes, he won in the court system. And so can any president after Biden. Doesn't matter. This isn't a Republican or a Democratic mm-mm. thing because Trump tried to do the same thing.
It's a government thing.
It's a government thing.
The whole
thing.
Government doesn't mm-hmm. want. Like, you can't even have. Like, government phones can't have TikTok on them. Mm-hmm. Like, they're so sorry. Against. No, you're good. They're so against TikTok that they're like,
It's just interesting how many people don't care that Facebook and Instagram track them.
Do the same
That's
exact
just
thing.
Very interesting to me how much people, like, don't care about
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, girl, if that's what the argument's about, like, I don't want to be tracked. I don't want information out there. Maybe your information's
then
already out
why
there.
Why do we care if you're letting yourself be tracked on Instagram? I don't know. So I guess that's my, it's like, I don't know.
Where, that's
like,
where mine goes too. I'm confused by it. I'm like, if 2 + 2 = 4.
That.
What the fuck is this? Like, that's what this is.
I'm like, but do you have Facebook, Instagram? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cool. And then that's it.
Think about that.
So that sucks because I do feel like you were saying, it's going to really be really shitty for people who have built amazing audiences on TikTok. I feel like we've built great audiences on TikTok too. And I'm going to be really bummed to like lose out on that because I love my TikTok fam too. And I know you do too, because mm-hmm. it's just such a fun thing. I feel more free on there in some capacity. I don't know what it is. I feel so much more like I can be more me.
Yeah.
Because it's like fun, kitschy and cute and like whatever.
It's just an all around great app. And mm-hmm. it's for the first time we've been able to share and see each other and learn more than we ever have. So corporate greed's going to snatch greed. It out from under us like a rug.
Like they always do.
But that's our pit. It's a controversial pit. It's a pit that people are not going to agree with us on. It's a pit some people will agree with us mm-hmm. on. Some people will be like, we need to delete it immediately. And some people will be like, no, don't. And we get that in this conversation. We understand like, not everybody's going to like what we have to say about it, but I'm going to talk about the research that I've actually done and what I understand, what I believe.
You know, and I think that to a lot of people, I talked about it. I just posted a screenshot on my stories today of just me being like, I can't believe like TikTok could go away essentially. And a lot of comments were like, you know what? I'm glad about it because I'm so addicted to TikTok.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I understand that conversation, but to punish everyone else
because you were addicted, to
TikTok, that's not fair.
It's not valid.
Delete the app off your phone.
Yep.
And that's fine. Cause like even my brother, who once told me, he's like, you know, I'll like go into bed at 12 o'clock. And I'll be on TikTok and I'm on there till 4 a.m. So sometimes I'll just delete the app by my, because he's like, because I will fall into the TikTok trance. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I had to delete it because I knew I was like, oh, I can't get sleep. Like I'm like so worked up from the TikToks that I can't fall asleep. And he's like, but I have to delete the app. And I'm like, okay, well, see, like that's a normal person being like, I recognize that I might be like falling into a trap here. And I'm going to delete it.
Right. Instead of being like, everybody, no one should have it because I'm addicted to it. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's such a like, about yourself yeah, mentality. Be like, well, no one should have it because I'm addicted.
And it's going to help my addiction. Yeah. So ban it. Like, yeah, that doesn't even make sense. Right?
So I remember him telling me that. I was like, I didn't know that you could be so.
So the logical thing would be to.
Very logical.
And it's like, if you have an issue with the app so much, don't download it.
Don't download it. Cool. Don't have an account.
I mean, you probably have Instagram, Facebook, but don't download it. Is that simple?
You probably watch Reels, but okay.
Okay.
You probably watch Reels, but that's fine.
Sometimes when I upload a Reel, I'm like, what am I doing here? I'm just kidding. You know, I do. I'll admit, I put like not nearly as much effort into Reels because I find myself enjoying TikTok more.
Same. And I love the comments on TikTok.
And most
of that part's fun to me.
I know. It's such a community there. It's mm-hmm. such a community over there. So it's a good app. We'll see.
We'll fill you guys in because this is something that's very fresh.
It is fresh.
Yeah.
It's a fresh one.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever. And it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century. And that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Okay, so our next topic has to do with the Kardashians. So allegedly, Anna Wintour is not inviting any of the Kardashians, as well as she's cut way more people than them, but any of the people to the Met Gala this year. So she was asked about it in an article, and she did not specifically say she's not, but it was basically no comment. It was like no comment whenever she was asked, instead of saying, yes, everyone's invited. It was no comment. So it was like answered the question in that way, which is very interesting because she's tightening up the list. And I think the Kardashian, I think all influencers will probably not be invited as well. I would assume
that if the Kardashians aren't going, then probably influencers wouldn't be going either.
Right. So, yeah. And I think that's the biggest conversation, because there's probably a lot of smaller celebrities that aren't going to get invited to. I'm sure, you know,
like not a list. Like if you're not a list, then you wouldn't be going.
And I think the biggest conversation, because the Kardashians shut down the Met Gala every year. Kim would walk in last, and like honestly,
she would look great.
Yeah, she'd be like by far like the most talked about person there every year. So it spikes a big conversation. I'm really interested as to why she decided to do it now after they've been having the Kardashians and influencers and D-list celebrities for years.
Do you think it's post-Kanye? Did you see any comments about that?
I did too.
And I was very intrigued by that, saying that like that Kanye has such a pulse on fashion that because him and Kim aren't together anymore, that's why Kim's not invited.
Then I wouldn't have wanted to go anyway.
If the only reason I'm there is
because of who I'm married to, then it's like, what's the point anyways if I'm not there? Because
but that's how she started going.
Yeah.
Was because she was Kanye's plus one.
The year they're divorced, all of a sudden, because she's gone year after year after year. So it just begs the question, like, why this year?
Yeah. And do you feel like, okay, so this is also part of a bigger conversation about the Kardashian Jenners in general, is that people are saying, this is in the grapevine, that they're losing their relevancy. Like the time of the Kardashians and Jenners is no longer here. People care a lot less than they used to care before.
I've seen this a ton on TikTok.
Yeah, exactly. See, also a great source of news.
Yeah, when it's factual. Real.
Yeah, when
it's factual. All apps have false news. But I have seen that a lot. And I'll be honest, besides this Hailey Bieber, Kylie Jenner, Selena Gomez feud, I haven't really heard anything.
It's been crickets.
It's been crickets for the Kardashians. But there's this part of me that's like, I feel like the Kardashians are doing it on purpose. Maybe a break. Maybe something bigger's coming for the future. I don't know, because I feel like at any point they want to be relevant, they snap their fingers and they're relevant.
Right. And I think that a big part of it too, like for example, I know like the reason that people are saying these things is like, for example, Kourtney recently cutting off all her hair and dying blonde. No one give a fuck.
No one cares.
No one talked about it. Potentially that Khloe is back with Tristan now and
we're
has
tired,
been for
girl.
Months. We're exhausted.
Tired.
No one cares
we're
anymore.
Exhausted.
Kylie renaming her child's name. No one cares.
Didn't even know that happened.
Instead of from wolf to heir. And all these things, it's like they aren't getting talked about like they once did, even for things that they would have been talked about before.
Totally.
That's why people are kind of like, wait, what's going on with it? And the ratings are down for the show.
Oh.
So I think that's why the conversation has gotten to where it's gotten. I personally think that they'll never go away.
I don't either.
They are iconic, and like you can say what you want about them regardless, but I think that they have built such names for themselves and for their family, and Chris has done the same exact thing for their whole family for so long that I just don't think that they can just like get snapped and it's they're gonna be gone. Like, that's not gonna be the case. I think that they might maybe not be as popular
as
right now
than
they once were, but that doesn't mean
that's like a natural flow of fame.
Life.
That's life and fame. Like, that is a very natural flow. It's like ebbs and weaves of relevancy. But with them, I get it, because the relevancy has ran for 20 years, just like consistent relevancy. Yeah. And it's just like, now you do see a slight, you know, dip in it. And it's interesting, this is the year too that they won't be at the Met Gala, which is obviously one of the biggest things that was talked about with them. Mm-hmm. So it's just like interesting how that goes. You know what
I mean? It seems people care less. And it's crazy because I feel like people care more about Kylie and Kendall.
Yeah.
Than it feels like they care about like Courtney, Khloe, Kim. And Kim.
It's because they're younger.
And because I think because they're younger. Like, even like, you know, Kendall potentially dating Bad Bunny.
Oh, that's big.
That's a huge thing. That's a huge, you know, source of information. But again, that's because they're more in the headlines and it feels like the Kardashians are. It feels like more Jenner-y, less Kardashian-y.
Like the recently shading of, you know, Selena Gomez was also a Kardashian thing.
Yes.
Kylie, just huge in the headlines. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy how much a blowback Kendall got for that when she technically had nothing to do with any of it. But she's like, you're best friends with them. Same
totally,
also,
you're just, in it.
Yeah, you're in it too. But it's just like interesting how that played out. I was like, dang, she's getting so much hate and she's just like over here.
Isn't it wild to see like Hailey kind of doing her thing?
Hailey just really doesn't care.
She's just like kind of going through it. She's like, you know what? It is what it is. Like, I'm going to continue to be me. She's at like the Vanity Fair party. Mm-hmm. She was at the office. She was doing her thing. And I'm like, honestly, at this point, like, you kind of got to just do your own thing.
She's always been hated. Like, when they were at the Met Gala, she got booed so hard by Selena's fans. So this, I'm sure to her, she's just like, they're at it again. You know what I mean? It is what it is. Like, I'm not like sticking up for their behavior by any means. But at the end of the day, facts are facts. And she's probably just like, we've been
another day, another dollar.
But let's go ahead and give a congrats to our girl Selena Gomez for being the first girl to hit 400 million followers on Instagram.
We got to give it to you, Miss Selena. We got to keep an eye out for Selena.
We got to always keep an eye out for Selena.
Always. And we will, because we love her.
We
and
do. We're stans. And she's out here doing her thing. Say what you want to say. Shade her if you want to shade her. We like her eyebrows and we're happy she's doing her thing.
And her eyebrows look amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't even care if they're over laminated. They looked good even over laminated.
Uh-huh. Sure did.
I'm like, damn, they look slay.
She said, talk about unbothered.
No, truly.
Uh-huh.
She's like, you know what? I'm fine.
You know what? I'll just go over here with my 400 million followers.
I'll just be over here to stay as relevant as
with my few 400 million followers. She said,
literally,
I'll be chilling.
I'll be fine. Thank you guys.
So we had another crazy thing that happened. Okay, it wasn't that crazy.
Not crazy.
Gwyneth Paltrow, my girl. Where's Gwen been?
She's been living in goop land.
She's been in goop land.
She's been getting goop land.
She's been getting gooped. Miss Paltrow.
She's been getting gooped. Lord, that's funny for some reason.
She goes on a podcast and she's asked about her health routine and she lays out her diet, which left the world stunned.
Speechless.
We're like, ma'am.
I was a little speechless myself.
Okay, there was one thing about this I kind of like. If you would have put this diet out there in the 90s, people would have tried to copy her and it would have praised her for it.
Right.
You put that shit out there in 2023 and you're getting wrecked because of how insane it is and people will call you on it. So I feel like it's like showing an evolution of people. They're not buying, not that Gwyneth was trying to sell people on something, but they're not buying into the celebrity crap like they used
100%.
To.
100%. And I genuinely feel like Gwen was not trying to push it.
No, she was asked a question.
And she answered.
And she answered it honestly.
So the tea, what happened with the situation is basically she did an interview. She talked about her morning routine, what she does. She likes to go on a fast. And then let's do the routine. Let's say what the routine is.
So
fast in the morning.
Till 12 o'clock. But during that fast, she has plain black coffee because it doesn't spike her blood sugar. Mm. So at this point, till noon, only black coffee, one cup of black coffee. And then she, for lunch, she does soup. Bone broth soup.
Not like hearty soup, bone broth.
So liquid lunch. And then she does a workout. And I'm just like,
how does she not faint?
First of all, what is going on?
How are you even functioning as a human being when you've had bone broth and coffee and you're doing an entire workout, then going to the sauna after doing dry brushing?
For 30 minutes.
Make infrared sense.
Sauna. I would vanish off planet Earth. First of all,
Laura, we would evaporate.
And then
after.
There's no snacks or mention, which is interesting. And then so I'm like liquid until dinner. And then for dinner, a paleo diet. And paleo is just anything that caveman, no processed foods.
The caveman diet.
You know, just like anything that was not processed. So
veggies and meat.
She specifically said lots of veggies. And that's that. And everybody was left
speechless,
stunned.
Like,
and I'm not going to lie. She got freaking wrecked online and ripped. And then she had to go and make a statement about what she said about her diet. And she basically was like, I was not trying to get other people to do this diet. You know, this is something that works for me and my health journey right now. And I was just telling people what I'm doing. But honestly, I don't know, maybe she did lead with that, but I probably would have been like, I strongly discourage this diet for other people. I probably would have led with something
like
that.
Long COVID.
Okay.
So that was like a big reason as to why she's doing this, because she's consulted with her doctor and this is why she's like, this is what I've been discussing with my doctor and that this is for my inflammation because of long COVID.
I just can't imagine a doctor.
I can't either. I mean, who knows? Especially because she is a little bit older. So I'm like,
I don't understand. I'm just like, I just cannot.
It's baffling.
It is baffling. I'm like, I cannot imagine a doctor telling me this is what you need to do.
This is gonna be great for your inflammation.
Excuse me, ma'am. Huh? I'm gonna be inflated.
Baby, roll me out and hit the pinballs.
Girl.
I'd rather be inflated.
Starved to death. Starved. And we're not doing it in 2023.
No, we're eating.
So I guess it's nice because I feel like, you know, back into other times, people would have been like, oh, this is how you lose all this weight or this is how you do this. And 100%. Now people are like, oh, hell no. You know,
we ain't doing it.
They're very aware. So at least I can appreciate that about it. But poor Gwenny.
Poor Gwenny.
Poor Gwenny got ate up. Poor Goopy. She got ate up.
Ate the fuck up.
But she did say that.
She's not recommending it. She's like, I'm not recommending this to you guys either, by the way.
She did say, it was so cute whenever she was like coming back and making a statement on how she got ripped up.
Uh-huh.
She was like, I mean, there are times where I eat other things. Like, French fries. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Bless her soul.
Bless it.
Bless her. She's in her la la land though.
Yes.
Like she's living in her life. Like let her live.
The few like A-listers I've been around, I promise you nothing's normal. Like they all just have a lot of money and a lot of time and a lot of people doing things for them. So they have very quirky routines.
Their reality is not the same reality as
ours. Not. Look at Kourtney Kardashian and her shit. Like getting her vagina like everything is so different. And like I've know a few people that I know very few, but a few people that are like multi millionaires and they got weird shit going on.
100%. They always are.
They always do.
They always do. They like the rich ones are like, y'all are weird.
They got some weird shit going on, you know?
Really weird.
Really
weird.
Doesn't
even make
shit.
Sense.
So.
I can't.
God bless you, Gwen.
God bless
you. Do your thing, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer Pratt.
Call her daddy.
Ooh, that was good though.
that was good.
It was everything.
You guys, this story, like it, when I watched it, I was like this. So Spencer Pratt, who was in The Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Did an interview with Alex from Call Her Daddy.
Yep.
And she asked him a question and was like, so since you're not as relevant as you once were, how do you feel about that exactly? Which I do feel like is a very rough question
to be
asked.
It was, she said, and he tried to navigate it. And then she goes, but you must feel some type of way knowing you'll never be as relevant as you once were. Like she really...
She was putting salt on the wound.
She was.
For sure. No one ever wants to hear you're not as relevant as you once were. It's just a rude thing to say.
It is.
Naturally, it's rude.
But Alex gets so much shit for not being aggressive enough in her interviews with these big celebrities. Mm-hmm. She is wrecked every time. And I'm like, honestly, I think she does a freaking amazing job. So she's probably trying to push the boundaries now.
Definitely. And I think it's like one of those things where it's like, you're going to push because people are praising your accolades of the pushing, and then you might push a little too far and then be like, hey, you might want to slow it down, and like, okay, cool, let me dial it back a little bit. So this is one of those things where it's like maybe just a potential check for her. It's like, oh, you know what, I might have been like a dick in the situation, and I'm going to pull it back a little bit. But she asks him that, and he like drinks his little drink.
He thought for a minute.
He's like, you know what? Let me think. And he gets up and he storms out. And he's like, fuck this fucking podcast. And
fuck you.
And fuck you. And storms out. And she was like this, stunned. I was stunned.
People said it was planned. This is why I don't. Because I watched Laguna Beach. I watched The Hills. I actually rewatched the whole thing within these past like 2 years. So it's a little more fresh for me. This is extremely Spencer Pratt behavior. And it's consistent. And his behavior has always been exactly this. That's why I don't think. Vibes. Oh my God. I'm surprised he didn't flip a table over and then storm. Yes, this is
I never watched. So I'm like, is that like a normal?
And I'm not going to lie. I follow Spencer Pratt on TikTok. Actually, do I follow him? But I he's very entertaining because he's very blunt.
He'll give.
He will give what they want to see. He's so good for TV. And I don't know if you can say like he'll never be as relevant again because things, people get rewound and recycled nowadays. All people get recycled. They do big time. Like we recycle celebrities all the time in the way of like they kind of have their dead moment.
So when they have like something come out.
Look at Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, hello.
So you could say the same thing about her years ago, and she's bigger than she's ever been.
I know, literally.
She's in more big movies than she has ever been. So it's like, you can't really say he's never going to be as relevant as he once was, technically. But I think she was trying to poke the bear.
She was.
Because Spencer is going to pop off, and I think it would have been good.
She wanted it.
And it's even good for her that he walked out because we're talking about it.
Exactly. I feel like it's one of those things where it's like, damn, like, you really decided to go in. But it's also like, you know what? It is what it is. Like, that's her podcast. She wanted to ask these questions. And she felt like she could in that moment.
What if someone said that to you? I feel like I would navigate the questions to walk out. I would have just navigated it. But see, we're level-headed. Okay. So, Manny MUA, it must really bother you, though, that you're never going to be as relevant as you once were.
I actually love it. And the reason is because I feel like I get my life back.
Oh.
And so that's the route I would go into. Like I would go into the, you know what, like I might not be as relevant as I once was, but because of that, I get more time for me. I'm not so focused on social media. I'm not focused on my relevancy all the time. I'm focusing on me and my life.
I would say my life is more peaceful now without that relevancy, but I still get to reap the rewards of being an influencer.
Same.
So I now live actually the best of both worlds, being less relevant. So it's kind of better for
me. But still making money.
And that's it. That's all you had to do.
And that's all you really have to say. I feel like that's all you have to do.
But we're pretty level-headed.
True.
And Spencer's known to be a hothead.
True. And we're not, neither of us are hotheads.
Jesus
we are
Christ.
Very, like, together.
Yeah.
We have our shit together. You, like, aren't going to catch us slipping in a moment. We're going to be like.
I'll be like, and when your podcast dies off and you're not relevant, call me.
Oh my God.
I can't help you.
That would
you.
Be so, see, that would be so
campy
cunt.
And cunty.
I love it.
It would give it spice. It would you know be what
like,
I mean?
Like, well, you'll realize what it is in 3 years.
When it happens in 3 years, call me.
Give a little
shade
back.
And we can get together. Yeah, throw a little shade back.
Throw a little shade.
And have fun with it. Mm-hmm. Don't storm and say fuck you and walk out, dude.
But then I feel like it gives like, that also is very camp for the podcast. Like, it's very, like,
that sounds like, dramatic. Alex, you're still a smart girl because that for worked. Sure. Girl, that worked.
It worked. She got, like, a reaction regardless.
Maybe it's a shorter episode.
Right. Right. It might not be as long, but he walked down those stairs. The camera followed him and went,
did it?
Yes, it did.
I didn't.
At the end of it, he went just down the little stairs. I was shut.
Oh, I love it.
I was gagged. I was gagged.
I'm a big Caller Daddy fan, and I don't like... I feel like we have like this strong woman like leading a podcast with massive celebrities. And I'm kind of eating it up and I kind of hate whenever she has backlash because it's just not good enough. You know what I mean? I'm like, look what she turned that thing into.
It's like look, it's amazing.
It's
the
amazing.
Amount of celebrity she's gotten on there.
It's amazing.
To actually spill.
I know.
And maybe spill it on her podcast.
I know. Because she has this friendly, she does. She typically doesn't hit that hard, but she did
but she
that
is
time.
Asking questions that. People try to avoid.
Yes.
So that's what I like about her a lot. And honestly, like I do get inspired by her for even our podcast.
Totally.
I really do. Things that she implements in hers, I'm like, I want to implement something like that with my, me and Laura even talked about recently, like implementing some different things with our podcast when we have guests. So I'm like, yeah, dude, absolutely. Like I want our podcast to be fucking amazing and sickening and wonderful. And that's how else are you going to be able to do that without implementing some changes?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, good for you, Alex.
Yeah.
All right. Next on our list.
No, Laura, the way you trailed that, we're like, yeah, well, good for you. And then it paused, Alex. That was so good. Next topic.
La Roche. La Roche quits the fashion
industry. The whole fashion industry. He made his, that post like is full of like, huh, huh. X across. I'm not doing it anymore. La Roche is a fashion stylist, very famous fashion stylist, one of the biggest in the entire world. Mm-hmm. Does Zendaya, Meg Thee Stallion. He does so many humongous A-list stars. He does Hunter Schafer.
Mm-hmm.
Does amazing, amazing artists, and is
they
very,
always
very talented.
Somehow look the best.
They always look the best.
They always
exactly.
look the best.
And they always look amazing. So recently he actually posted that there has been industry things behind the scenes as to why he wants to quit the industry now, which I was like, oh shit. I was a little gooped and gagged.
Me too.
Because, oh, so there was like, did you see that clip with the Zendaya clip
Mm-mm.
about the front row thing?
Mm-mm.
So there was a viral clip that went around and people were pointing it on this. So they're like, this is why La Roche is quitting. So there was a clip where Zendaya gets ushered into a fashion show and she sits front row next to like Emma Stone potentially. I don't know who it is. She's like, hey, and there's no seats left and Law is right behind her and he was expecting to sit next to her. What it looked like. He's like,
of course.
And he's like, and Zendaya's like, oh, like right here, sit right here, like behind her in like the seat. And he's like, looking around, like trying to be like, where the fuck am I going to sit? Like I'm a front row bitch. So a lot of people are saying like, cause then literally like a couple days after, boom, I'm quitting. It became like this, like, oh my God, are you quitting? Because
so they're speculating.
It was speculation.
That he's not getting respect in the industry.
Yes. And so he ended up making a statement and be like, bitch, me and Zendaya are family. Like, it will never be. Like, there's no, like, battle between me and Zendaya. Like, I love her more than life. It was not that at all. Like, there's just a lot of, like, politics that go on behind in the fashion world, which I can totally see. It's such a huge, huge billion-dollar company. Mm-hmm. But it's crazy because I hope that he doesn't stop styling Zendaya.
I know.
I'll be devastated.
I know.
Because I really love the way he, like her shape is so perfect and the way he styles her is really just something else.
It's just never ending flawlessness.
It's perfection. But I did, buy, like, you know, when looking at it, you can look at it and be like, he's so entitled. He's so this and this and that. And it's like, if he's such a big head in fashion, which he is, why would he not feel like he deserves that spot?
Yeah.
Like, why would he deserve to feel like he deserves it? He works with so many brands, with so many huge people. Like, why wouldn't he?
And it's like, okay, it's just a seat. You're sitting one row back. But in fashion, it's kind of like what they live for. It's kind of like the moment. It's kind of like the whole point in going, just show up and be on front. You know what I mean? So and if you're so involved in that world, I think it's bigger than that.
Agreed.
Whereas to us, maybe not.
Agreed.
And that was our last topic for this week.
It was lovely. There's a bunch of like little random topics.
Yeah, I know. It was like little stuff, but very interesting. So let us know what you guys think about everything.
And you guys know we love to hear you guys' comments. We want it sound off down below.
Sound
you guys know
off.
We love the tea, the 411, the goss.
Don't forget to rate, like, and subscribe. And we will catch you guys in our next podcast.
Bye, you guys. Love
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.